Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 10th day of June, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we've had a little sprinkle here, this little sprinkle there, but I can still walk outside and, you know, kick the dirt and it's dust. It's so fucking dry here. It's disgusting. Well, let's see what we're going to jump into right out the gate here. Half of pandemic unemployment money may have been stolen, with 70% of it going out of the country. It's got a full colon. It says report from the New York Post. Really? How much did you say? 70%? How much? Half of the pandemic money? I think it's like $400 billion. Oopsie-daisy. You wonder why there's oopsie-daisy and $28 trillion fucking dollars. It's just got lost. It got gone. There ain't nothing we can do about it. Well, we'll talk about that as soon as we return.
Times have changed. Times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, half of pandemic unemployment money may have been stolen, they know it was fucking stolen. With 70% of it going out of the country, no, I just will not fucking believe that. I mean, you misplace another $400 billion fucking dollars and you just don't know where it goes. But if somebody in this country's fucking doesn't pay $100 in income tax that they do not fucking owe, that you cannot fucking take from them, man, you just send a fucking SWAT team. You know exactly where they're at. You know exactly how much fucking money they got in their pocket. You know if they got nothing but lint in their fucking pocket. But this here is just, goddamn, it's just incompetence, guys. This ain't fucking incompetence. This is a straight-up fucking deliberate fucking theft. Fraudsters may have plundered as much as half of the unemployment benefits that the United States pumped out in a hurry during the pandemic. Well, we did it in a real hurry. That's how come we lost half of it. Half of it. What could the American nationals that are fucking hurting right now have done? Hey, that other half, man, God would have went to us. Send us the fucking money. It came out of our goddamn pocket. Send it back to us. How would that have fucking worked out? How in the hell does a fucking foreigners, well, we'll go into this. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a fraud prevention service, told Axios that the U.S. has lost more than $400 billion to crooked claims. I mean, I tell you, you go down and try and file a fucking, just any one of you, American nationals, go down and try and file a claim And just, I mean, fucking don't drive with your seatbelt on. See how long it takes them to pounce on your ass. They are hey, fucking. Henry, go ahead, brother.
To me, and what about you? Does this sound like another 2008 heist again?
Of course it is, man. I said that from the beginning when they first did this COVID shit. I mean, back in 2008, I mean, you had the regulators who should have been. I mean, goddamn it, you fucking took junk bonds and rated them AAA derivatives and put them in people's 401c or 401ks. And they lost every goddamn thing. That was fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went to go look for a job the other day, and they start people off with $9, $10 an hour. And I said to the lady, I said, how's people supposed to live off of that?
You can't. You can't live off of
it. You can't.
But see, you know, they're bitching about $300 extra that, I mean, there should be none of this socialist shit going on, none of this communist shit going on. The money's created from our resources should be first place, they shouldn't be sold unless we fucking sell them, unless we give permission. And then only the people who give permission lose their share of that fucking resource, and the money comes directly to us. Just think if the money just all came directly to the people. And then if the government fucking didn't do what we want, they wouldn't be there because there would be no fucking money. We would have, they always talked about Congress, the representatives of the people will have control of the purse strings. That's how we'll keep this fucking monstrosity in fucking check. Horse shit. Only way it could ever be kept in check is if the money was coming directly to the people. We live in the richest country on this fucking planet. And our people are fucking in food lines. And they come up with some shit like this, $400 billion fucking dollars stolen. I mean, they've already told you that $28 trillion. They'll tell you is missing. God Almighty, if $100 you didn't pay in taxes is missing, they'll fucking find you. They'll fucking hunt your ass down. They'll fucking take your house. They'll fucking kill you over a fucking signal light because you're an American national. $400 billion. You better go fucking find it, motherfucker. I bet you if we start waterboarding, you son of a bitches, because it had to pass from this account to that account to that account. God damn, almost did it again. They must think we're fucking retards. You can't, you let $400 billion go out that you cannot fucking tell, you don't have the receipts for? You're goddamn, it's called embezzlement. Whoever fucking sent that money out goes to fucking jail, even under the admiralty, don't they? But of course, we've gone beyond the admiralty. We are at a corporate fucking fiefdom at this point. A corporate monarchy. Well, maybe the queen needed some new jewels, Biden's old lady, or whoever in the fuck. $400 billion fucking dollars. Go ahead.
You know that, you know, it is so sad when now you live in a country where you find out that your government is criminal and it's not your government and it's been hijacked and we have been robbed of our freedoms and of our liberty, and now we are the domestic terrorists because we have found out about the fraud that has been going on ever since the inception of this country. The people like you and I and everybody else who listen, all the trenches who listen, we are domestic terrorists. I don't give a rat's ass. Good.
It's a badge of pride. You get when you get called.
That's how I see it.
Yep. When you get called a fucking terrorist for telling the goddamn truth, and you're talking about the Bill of Fucking Rights, the highest law in this land, well, then I guess you know that you're occupied, don't you? And that you, I mean,
yes, sir.
Yeah. And then, they're not even trying to hide this kind of shit anymore. $400 fucking billion? Yeah, man, that's almost...
They don't hide nothing no more, Henry. The guy said he was arguing with me about capitalism. And I said, you show me in the Bill of Rights where it says capitalism. And he said, well, the individual. I said, boy, you got to show me where it's at. Show me where this country, it says a constitutional republic for which we stand under God. And I said, if you really read the Constitution, but people are not reading the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was attached. I was trying to explain to him, and he kept saying, no, it's the Constitution. I said, you've been brainwashed, man.
Of course they've been brainwashed. The Constitution was set up for them to fucking rule over us as monarchs. In 1791, December 15th, Everything in that Constitution that gave them any authority over the people or our property or our autonomy was erased with the ninth article, because all of our rights were are guaranteed and they could never be fucking changed. But we are the ones, it's our document. It's not the government's document. Now, they created those aristocrats. They created that Constitution, sure as I'm sitting here. But that Bill of Rights is a separate document. It belongs to the people. I mean, you look at the 10th article in it. When it talks, the 9th article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. Okay, so we're talking about certain rights in the Constitution. Shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others. Others that are not of the fucking Constitution. You see? If they were of the Constitution, it would have been in the first fucking statement. The Bill of Rights was written after the fucking Constitution as a check on the fucking powers that these pricks try to give themselves to make themselves monarchs over the fucking people and make the people subjects. The people laid the fucking law down. We have the guns. We just kicked the shit out of the fucking British. I know you went over there. I know that technically, I mean, we found out that oh, we're still an English colony. Well, hey, you English son of a bitch. Whoever the fuck you are that thinks that you fucking got any authority over me, get the fuck over here and you can bring any of these fucking pricks you own in Washington with you and enforce it. Enforce a fucking infringement on my goddamn rights. Do it. You don't fucking dare. You have to act like a bunch of sleazy motherfucking back alley fucking thieves. That's what you fucking are. And I mean, this shit here, this ain't that fucking $400 billion, people. As bad as the fucking American nationals, the people who have a right, who own this goddamn country, and have had it stolen from them, who have had it taken from them unlawfully through an act of fraud, in violation of the fucking supreme law of this fucking land, of we the people, because it was taken without any due process of the law. They didn't come and say, I'm taking your a part of your portion here and I'm giving it to Raul here from fucking El Salvador. So, well, no, and I didn't get to challenge it. I didn't get my procedural due process because you'd have to put me in front of fucking 12 Americans who would want to see their shit took from them too. And you know it just ain't going to happen. It's just like when they quit trying to ratify fucking laws. We do. Anything that they write down, all this shit they write down, is all policy. It is not law. All this federal fucking statutory bullshit is not fucking law. In order for it to be law, it would have had to go through Article 5, like the Bill of Rights did, and it would have had to been ratified. It's not. It's just their policy, and now they've brought this down to the local level, to the guy down at the, I told you guys this would happen too. A fucker in Walmart, working at Walmart, thinks he has some kind of judicial authority over you. In the first place, that fucking corporate fucking mercenary you call a fucking cop has no goddamn jurisdiction over me. Because he is working for a fucking private fucking company. And he's just gonna write randomly. You're not following our rules. Fuck your rules. Your rules violate my rights. My rights are the fucking supreme law of this land. Your ass goes to jail or gets a rope around your neck, motherfucker. That's how that shit's supposed to work. Only the people have been negligent. For fucking generation. Generational negligence is what we're fucking, is at the heart of the misery that we are living through right now. And as long as the negligence continues, as long as you let them push and you don't push back, they're going to keep pushing, I promise you. And if the fucking people don't nut up and start pushing back, they'll probably push you over there to the edge of that fucking ditch. And they'll push you down and you'll kneel and you'll get that fucking bullet to the back of your head, because they have to get rid of the American national. Because the founding documents of this country make it ours, people. It belongs to each individual one of us and all of us. It's our fucking own, our own real property. It was never theirs. We didn't say, yeah, we won this country and you guys go ahead and sell it. Can you sell me a little bit of it so that I can live here under your fucking rule? I don't think that's how it worked. Do you? I don't think that would have worked out at all had they fucking declared, I mean, Had they declared their intent from the beginning, they would have just, the militias would have went to Philadelphia and finished the fucking job. Why didn't they? Why didn't they? Why didn't they? Because they were giving all these big promises. Oh, man, they told them in the Federalist Papers, go read them. This Constitution could never be used to oppress the people. We're not with that open subject matter, fucking commerce clause and general welfare. No, that's you can never. We just would never do that. We all just fought together. No, we didn't fight together, you motherfuckers. The fucking people went out and bled to get this goddamn country, and you're gonna step in. Well, we threw in some money for some fucking guns, so it belongs to us. Your fucking ass wasn't out there on the fucking battlefield, you motherfucker. You hired your balls, just like every son of a bitch out there, like these cocksuckers in fucking Washington. You hire your balls. You run your fucking mouth, and then you hire your balls to try to back it. Well, they're not going to fucking back it. There comes a time when that paycheck ain't going to be worth what the fucking trouble it's going to be. This fucking country's going to be ripped to hell and back, but you are not going to fucking take it from us. It won't be worth having probably when we get done with it. Because you're too fucking stupid. You've inbred too much. You fucking pedophile children to the point that you're like Jeffrey Dahmer. You are so sick in the fucking head that you can't see. I mean, you got people sitting out there. I mean, like these pricks going up to Idaho. And I think they're going to just fucking, we'll just buy up the fucking state from the individual fucking owners. Well, that affects other people's lives. In the common law, every fucking sale you, that anybody made, I could take them both to court and challenge them because you're affecting my fucking life. You are taking my fucking culture away from me. You are fucking making me miserable. You're causing me pain and suffering. And what you're doing. Yes, go ahead.
And I walked into the grocery store, and it's almost $5 for milk. And all this stuff is rising. You have all this stuff that's like $8, $9 that was used to be like $3. And I sit there, and I look around at the people, and they can't see the same thing I see because they can see the same thing I see.
Well, they can.
Everything keeps raising and raising. Gas is raising. You know, it's nonstop cycle, and people's been lied to so much that, I mean, this shit has to end sooner than later. I mean, it should have ended, but.
Well, $400 billion of this fucking inflation you're seeing went to other. I mean, but not 70% of it went to other countries. Our stimulus plan for our COVID fucking. I mean, our representatives, my fucking ballsack. These are international goddamn gangsters, and until people start looking at them for what they are, international gangsters, and there's no difference. Between the fucking so-called left and the so-called fucking right. It's just two fucking, different entities, one to blame. This time around, you're gonna blame this on me, so I'm gonna turn around we'll vote them goddamn Republicans out and we'll put them Democrats in. And then they'll fucking stick the knife in your other fucking side. And then all them goddamn Democrats, we'll vote them out and put the Republicans in. Oh, and they stick the fucking knife in your side. And you can't feel those fucking blades? Are you just too, so goddamn stupid, you really fucking believe that there is a fuck, you have a government that is that fucking answers to you? You have a fucking aristocracy that thinks it owns you. And by God, they will end up owning you. You'll end up on your fucking knees if you don't stand up on your goddamn feet and fight.
Hey, Henry, you hit that on the head. You remember, I'll never forget that day, man, after this the fake election of Trump, how you went off on the Trump tour because you was ready to get it and going right after that. And these stupid people who really think that they vote count. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Man, how can you live like so long in a span of years and recognize like nothing changes no matter who's in?
Oh, it changes.
I just don't get that about people.
It changes, brother. That's the one promise they always keep. It changes. For the fucking worse.
For us and the better for them.
Yeah, it changes for the worse every fucking time. But yeah, exactly. I mean, there is a little cartoon on the Simpsons thing where, I think the little girl's doing an experiment or what might have you. She puts a cupcake up on top of the freezer. and it's supposed to be, you know, like benefit reward kind of shit, but she's got electrodes hooked to it, so every time you touch it, it shocks you. And it shows the kid going, zzz, ow, zzz, ow, zzz, ow, zzz, ow, zzz, ow. I mean, just doing the same thing and expect over and over and expecting a different result. That's fucking insanity. That's the definition of fucking insanity. But I mean, even these people that go out there, oh, y'all vote, I'm proud of because I exercise my right. Is that your only fucking right that you know about, you dumb, ignorant son of a bitch? I exercise my right. Go ahead.
I do have one positive note before we go to the bottom of the hour break. Even though I don't get into many surveys, whenever I get into college surveys, yeah, I have fun pointing out regularly throughout the survey that the current fraudulent government has no authority over the people.
Never has.
We live by the Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791.
Absolutely.
And I send all of those college surveys to your site, so more and more people are waking to the truth.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. More people are waking up. And, man, I'm telling you, that's why they're accelerating this whole thing. I read a thing, article yesterday talking about they want to test the shots on 5 to 12-year-olds. I mean, test our vaccine. No, it's not a vaccine. You go to the CDC site, they will tell you it is not a vaccine, but still these stupid son of a bitches. I mean, it's like democracy. We've got to save this democracy. Every time I heard that, I had a buck, I could retire. We've got the democracy. This is not a fucking democracy. Look it up, you ignorant son of a bitch. I mean, if you're that goddamn dumb that you don't know that this is a fucking republic, when, I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance been around for a while. And it is to a republic, though we give no pledge of allegiance to any fucking government because we live apart from it under a separate set of laws. That's what that others in that 10th article means. I mean, it is separating, it's telling you right there so you understand at a third grade level. Now, at first it says the powers delegated to the United States, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. That is in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others. So there's others than those rights and authorities in the Constitution that belong to the people. That we are separate and apart. They were to be a fucking like a little agency we fucking hired. And so long as you do what we tell you, we'll fucking pay you a fucking wage and you can fucking keep in office, but you stay at a lower level. You'll never have any authority over we the people, or else we're not fucking free. If anybody has a fucking allodial authority over you, you are not free. I mean, if this isn't rocket science, and there are two separate sets of fucking laws. I mean, they had the right to regulate. I mean, we gave them the permission to regulate within their own institutions, you know, so, like we talk about the Supreme Traders. We talk about the Supreme. Why was the Supreme Court? Why was the legislative branch? Why was it really put in place? What was the deal there? They only power they had was to offer opinion. Why did they have that Supreme Court of supposed to be learned fucking people of the law? To make goddamn sure that anything they legislated, anything that they passed, anything they wanted to do did not violate the law of this fucking land, which is that Bill of Rights. They had the admiralty, jurisdiction, everything, I'm telling you, everything they did, even like their courts and shit, was supposed to be off this fucking land. That's one of the reasons that our ancestors fought the war they fought. It's the dreaded admiralty, because it's the fucking law of the sea. And it's where there's, you know, when you're on a ship, the law, you know what the law is? Whatever that fucking captain says it is. Period. And there's no appeal. And there's no fucking, if it's unjust, there's no justice. If you just fucking, you take it. You got on the fucking boat, you're out in the goddamn ocean, you're out there, you're under admiralty law. That's the law of the bench of the fucking, and see, that's what they've done. They've given the same, they've brought it onto the fucking land. They were forbidden to ever do that. God damn when they did it. Why in the hell didn't the people stop it? Oh, it's just going to be this 10-mile square. We really have to have this because it's an international, it's a big world and it's all international. We have to have some place where we can work our administrative admiralty rules. They're never going to come to your place. It's never going to come out of this 10-mile square of land, which fucking admiralty law cannot be on the land. It is the law of the water. But why did it happen, people? Why has all of this shit happened? Because we've let it. We were talking about the fucking boaters out there. There's some of you out there that are fucking my age. I mean, I'll be turning 60 this year. You have fucking voted since you were fucking 18 fucking years old. You ain't figured this out yet? You ain't seen that everything they do is against you? You cannot see right here. I mean, just like giving goddamn, they talk about the stimulus, workman's comp that was stolen. What about the stimulus checks to the fucking people who just walked across the fucking border? This belongs to us, people. It is our heritage.
I figured it out in 1968.
Yeah, 1962 is when the fucking communists started infiltrating the schools, but I don't know, guys. All I can tell you is that, you know, every day, I mean, there's never problem finding but new outrages. They're coming at us from 10,000 angles because they want to keep our eye. They want to get us off point. All our point is that we fucking are all on the same page with that fucking Bill of Rights. That is written, ratified, absolute, you cannot change it, law. And they do not want to talk about it. It's like when they go to talk about, like, the story yesterday. The court ruled that, what the hell was that about? Something that was something about guns or what might have you. I don't give a shit what some fucking corporate cocksucker has to say about my guns. My guns are fucking protected under that fucking second article, and it's up to me to fucking do the protecting. And there's nothing after that shall not be infringed, period. Is it, and just ask anybody, and one of these fuckers want to argue with you, say, is it being infringed? Yes or no? Do you know what the goddamn word means? Are your rights being denied or disparaged? Do you know what those words mean? Because it says right here in the 9th article that they can never have any authority to deny or disparage your rights. They can never interpret the Constitution as an authority that can deny or disparage your rights. That's simple. Now, are they doing it? Asset forfeiture, where they take, stop you on the side of the road, they empty your fucking pockets, take whatever money you got, whatever they want to fucking take, they never file a fucking charge. In the first place, they can't be out there, they can't even pull you over, there was no fucking warrant, there was no fucking procedure to lead up to them even fucking confronting you. They are foreign agents, they're members of a fucking corporation. And, you know, I think I kind of hurried them along to this whole idea of the fucking Walmart's going to fucking act like they have judicial authority over you. You fucking corporations will be wiped out of this country. To say the word corporation will have your ass put against the fucking wall. To say capitalism will have your ass put to the fucking wall. This is not a capitalist country. You get the goddamn original fucking paperwork out and look at it. This is a free enterprise country, and the only reason we agreed to that was because we were to be provided with a fucking currency made of gold or silver that was fucking debt free, so that we, the American people who own this motherfucker and all the riches in it, could exploit it for our own fucking purposes, for our happiness, for our lives, for our children. And of course, we would have preserved it a whole lot better than that fucking king who came across this goddamn continent, the United States, fucking whacking all the trees, ripping everything up, all the oil, all the copper. And you didn't know. See, you didn't know they had an agreement. There was no settlement. It was a fucking world war, and there was no goddamn settlement. They gave the cocksucker charter to fucking take anything he wants, or her fat little ass right now. These monarchies must fall. Every fucking one of them has to go. And the Bill of Rights has to be the goddamn absolute fucking only goddamn law in this country. I'll tell you what, We can just fucking operate in our own, our localities. We have the fucking, as long as everybody's armed and everybody understands what's out there, the, what the threat is, they're going to be sharp. They're going to be ready. And we're going to have plenty of fucking bullets to practice with. And anybody starts fucking with us, we just get together and say, you back the fuck off or we'll give you, feed you some goddamn nuclear warheads. How about that? What'd you say? Bam, there's one. Oh, motherfucker. Nope, no, nah, there goes another one. I told you to shut your fucking mouth. You didn't do it. This is how you have to be. These fuckers are so diabolical that most people can't even, they can't comprehend just how fucking rotten these bastards are. That's how you, only way you can deal with something like this. I mean, you have to be willing to say, I would rather be fucking dead than be your goddamn slave. And I will blow up this whole fucking planet before I will be a fucking slave upon it. Get it through your fucking head. If it takes, how many does it, is it going to take? You want to do this? Let's fucking do it. So, but you're either going to fucking do it, and I'm going to destroy you, and you're going to destroy me, and we're going to destroy this planet, or you're going to leave me the fuck alone. One of the three. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time. That was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. There's a lot of people born in a lot of tough fucking places. I threw out a comment. Only 2% of the males in this country have testosterone left. Come find them in my town. Anyway, Biden's new rule change could turn millions of gun owners into felons overnight. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. For generations, advocates of private gun ownership have been fighting exhaustively through political channels, that is, through the fucking corporation. They've been begging through the corporation to protect their rights to keep and bear arms. It ain't up to them to protect your right to keep and bear arms. It's up to fucking you. They are the ones that are going to try and take it from you. Your fucking forefathers told you they would. Gun owners even have one of the strongest lobby groups in Washington, the highly disappointing fucking NRA. You know, the NRA, they go down there and they, you know, buy prostitutes and drugs, and they, you know, they court, they go and hang out with the fucking criminals, the criminal corporation, rather than just, I mean, why would the people need anybody to represent us on our individual fucking liberties? That we are individuals. We protect our rights individually, but we all do it. If we all do it, then fucking we're the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. All in with the same mindset. They could never fucking touch us. I mean, they never would have got to the point that they could touch us, except that people fucking allowed themselves to be fucking dumbed down. They allowed the multiculturalism to pump people in here from other countries who don't have a fucking clue what freedom and liberty is. I mean, this fucking, this tyranny we're living under, that most of us have gotten to the point that we just cannot stand anymore. What seems free to them from where they come from? I mean, this is fucked up, people. And it's our fault. Yet over the years, gun rights continue to diminish in America. They can't diminish in America. That fucking second article ends in a period. And that's as far as it goes. The infringements now continue to diminish the rights of the people in America. The denials, the disparagements continue to whittle away, because we're not stopping it when we should be. We should blow their fucking heads off. No, you're not going to deny or disparage my rights. You're not going to fucking touch or change my fucking rights. You do not have the authority. We the people are the authority. You do not have our authority, you sons of bitches. And you can't get it. The ninth article says it can never exist. And by God, that's what we will fight to the death to fucking defend. What we had better fight to the death to defend. Despite the constant political campaigns, fuck your political fucking campaigns within your fucking unlawful corporation. You're an unlawful corporation yourself, NRA Incorporated. And people just are fucking lazy in this country. You'd have somebody wipe your ass, I guess, if you could fucking get the government. Oh, it's just a little penny tax a month. If everybody pays a penny, we can all have our asses wiped by somebody. We're not supposed to. That's what made America strong, is we took care of our fucking selves. We didn't. It was a sign of fucking weakness if you couldn't take care of your fucking self in this country once upon a time, believe it or not. Even after the fucking admiralty had fucking found its way to our fucking shores. We used to have, like I've said it before, you know, pride cometh before a fall. The lack of pride cometh before a fucking fall. You have no goddamn pride. Or you wouldn't let somebody fucking push you around like a fucking pussy. You wouldn't do it. The Biden administration reportedly is wasting no time with its plans to outlaw certain firearms. You can't fucking do it. You have no fucking authority. It's forbidden by we the people who are the authority of this fucking, we're the judicial fucking authority. We're the original authority, not the goddamn Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could never have nothing that we didn't give them, and we never gave them any goddamn authority to fucking rule over us. We are autonomous. We rule over ourselves under our fucking Bill of Rights, which is our common law. The Biden administration reportedly is wasting no time with its plans to outlaw certain firearms, empowered by their big win over incumbent President Donald Trump. Fucking fuck you, lying, phony, fucking productions, motherfuckers! We know when you passed the fucking law, I mean when you got rid of the law that forbade any propaganda being used on the people. The fucking goddamn, what they're calling press, is the fourth arm of the fucking goddamn totalitarian dictatorship. Well, I'd rather call it a monarchical dictatorship, because that's how they're acting, like they fucking are kings and queens. And we cannot fucking bear that, people. Our ancestors wouldn't bear it. They fucking fought in the ice cold with rags wrapped around their bloody fucking feet because they wouldn't take it. But we're taking it. And it's our goddamn fault. The current administration seeks to make illegal all stabilizing braces for handguns, a move which will certainly turn millions of peace-loving gun owners into felons overnight. No, it won't. They can't make felons out of us. They can't do shit to us. They can only do to us what we let them fucking do. And if everybody just had the fucking balls to stand up with their goddamn gun and say, no, you are not. Get the fuck out of here now or we're going to kill every fucking one of you. It's that simple. And we got the right to fucking kill them. They are trying to overthrow our form of fucking government, which is an autonomous form, which means we govern ourselves. You fucking lackeys over there in the fiduciary are beneath us. You always have been, according to you. And your goddamn constitution when you were trying to sell it to a people who knew fucking better. I mean, thank goodness for the goddamn anti-federalists, because they outlined exactly what these son of a bitches would do. And then they wrote the Bill of Rights to check it at every fucking angle. And then they put that 9th and 10th article in there to make sure it could never be fucking changed, people. And then they said, that's the best we can do. The rest is up to you. Each generation has to guard this goddamn freedom, because each generation of those fucking aristocrats is going to try and take it away from you. If they can just take a little, they'll take a little. If they can take a lot, they'll take a lot. But they are going to try to take it from you. And they will push. And they will continue to push until you fucking push them back. Until you blast them out of their fucking socks, they're not going to take you fucking seriously. You can bitch and complain. You can send money to the NRA that you could be spending on fucking ammo and fucking supplies. Or you can get off your dead fucking ass and go out there and say no. Shift your shell in and say no. You got to kill me. I'm not going to go to my knees. I will not be your slave. I will not be your subject. I will fight you to the fucking death over it. So who wants to die for a fucking paycheck trying to take my goddamn rights away from me? As reported by The Reload, Biden's executive action has resulted in a proposed rule change submitted to the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms, ATF. According to the proposed rule change, any pistol with which has a stabilizing brace effectively turns the firearm into a short-barreled rifle. Which requires, you can't require, you son of a bitch. That's disparagement. That's fucking denial. That is violation of law. To even say it makes you a fucking seditious fucking traitor that has nothing coming to you but a rope, if we still had our goddamn common law courts. But you unlawfully removed our common law courts. Well, then we have to go back to Article 2. Because Article 2 was there in case you thought you could ever fucking remove our judicial authority over your fucking asses. Then it becomes our authority over your asses with fucking bullets and fucking guns. You got it? It's a simple design. Requires a special approval in the form of a tax stamp. You really? You motherfuckers, that's called fucking, that is goddamn infringement, isn't it? They're going to charge you here again, once again. They're charging you fucking for these background checks. You're getting charged to exercise a right? Somebody can charge you to exercise a right? Look up what a fucking right is and see if you can be charged to fucking exercise it. This ain't fucking rocket science. And people aren't, you aren't that stupid. I know you're fucking afraid. I mean, goddamn, I never seen such a cowardly fucking bunch in my life as this fucking 20, you know, like there's people that are otherwise fucking pretty goddamn normal in my world. But that fucking Trump-tard shit, you can't, this man came up and he stood on the fucking stage and he said, we're going to make America bigger, huger. And all those Republicans, yeah, Trump, we love you, Trump. And hey, wait a minute now. Now you're supposed to be the Republic stupids, right? The Republic stupid, dumb cock sucking pricks, right? Wasn't your mantra always small government? Limited government? Wasn't that what conservatism meant? And you're no. And we're going to make your fucking, we're going to take this army that's already fucking, we spent, and now, and that's another thing, you know, the money spent on the fucking military. We spend more than the next top 10 nations beneath us, more than all of them put together. But somehow China is becoming a threat to us. Huh? Is something not making sense here, people? Maybe you're going to use some of that $400 billion to get them another aircraft carrier. Your fucking demise is being financed, just like the first time they took this nation from the fucking original Americans, from the fucking people who were, this fucking place wasn't deserted when the Europeans arrived. The peoples here had towns. It was all the way across America. In fact, the fact is, as the total amount of fucking Indians that were here on this goddamn piece of property outnumbered the fucking Europeans. What got them? Lack of communication. They were already fighting with each other. They kept slaves. They fucking conquered each other's land. They murdered, they butchered, just like every other fucking people on this goddamn planet. They were no different. Only when they weren't, you know, like the United States, they couldn't look at it from a European fucking angle. That's why the Europeans they took them easy. Because they couldn't look at it from the right fucking angle. They're not coming here to take out the fucking Wyandot or the fucking Cheyenne or the fucking Chippewa or the fucking Iroquois. They're coming here to take the whole fucking joint. And that's what they're here for now. But if only there was something as like the internet where all the people could have been just said, hey, and took them back and showed them. See what they're fucking doing. Like I said, you know, even the ignorant savage after about the third fucking, treaty contract that said that this land will be yours for as long. And they would talk to these Indians like this because they were ignorant savages. For as long as the water flows and the grass grows and there are stars up in the sky, this land that we have marked out on this fucking piece of paper will fucking be yours. And these people had no concept of fucking borders or anything. It was hunting grounds and fucking, you know, and they knew where one another's hunting grounds were, and they fought over them all the fucking time. Took prisoners, took slaves, did the same. But this idea of why do you mark in this fucking piece of, okay, this is, I got to stay inside. How can I know where these boundaries are? Well, then they were doing from, see that mountain over there, over to that mountain over there, over to that, that's yours. And these people fucking go, well, you know, fucking, because they were already convinced because they took some of them to Europe and because the Europeans were so fucking compacted over there, they made them believe that they were so fucking outnumbered that they couldn't fucking fight. But had all the Indians fucking known that, and you know, all together, guys, we outnumber these son of a bitches and we're fighting on our own fucking land. If we all come together to push the invaders out, they're gone. We destroy them. And they would have. And this is the same mistake we're fucking making. They're dividing. Look at how they're dividing the people. Vaxxer. Anti-vaxxer. Black Lives Matter. Fucking, the one I love the best, the goddamn, anarchists. What's the definition of anarchy, you fucking fools? It is a total lack of law. What do you have right now? A total lack of law. This is what you're fighting against what you want, aren't you? Or am I missing something here? Am I retarded and I just can't grasp what you're saying? You want no fucking law? You've got it right now. This is what you want. This is anarchy. We want fucking law and order, and we want to be able to, because without law and order, you can't own anything. You can't even own yourself. You can't plan your next day unless you can live by your own will. Unless you have freedom and liberty, your life's shit. You're somebody's fucking property. So what are you gonna do? I mean, God damn it. It's not like we can't communicate. We're not at the same disadvantage as the first fucking Americans that were fucking, had this country taken from them. We don't suffer from that disadvantage. I mean, there was Tecumseh, you know, he went and tried. He went out by riding, you know, and going to all these fucking places and to try to get the Indians to band together to fucking fight for the land. Meanwhile, his fucking retarded fucking brother, because Tecumseh read books, so he knew like what the lunar eclipse was, and he knew all this shit, man, because he read books. He learned how to read. And so he had his brother made out as this shaman, and it was supposed to, it was meant to bring all the people together to preserve their land, to preserve their country. But his brother got to thinking that, oh, he was magic. I did make that prediction. But your brother told you there was going to be, that the fucking sun was going to go out, and he knows why. But I mean, he was dealing with, wait, what fuck, he's dealing with what we're dealing with, fucking ignorant people. People who fucking can't see what's right in front of their goddamn face. They cannot see that fucking muddy elephant sitting on their goddamn lap. They feel the pain, but they cannot see that son of a bitch. And once they see it, it's so, the ones that do see it, you know, most of them, they see it, oh, it's just too big. I can't pick up an elephant. No, but you can shoot that motherfucker through the head and it will fall off your lap. Won't it? The people have to come together under the fucking Bill of Rights. Just enforce that fucking law. And with it, everything else comes. And once we have control of this country back and it belongs to the fucking American nationals once again, and we have control over the fucking nukes, we have control over every fucking thing that we have bought and paid for, that we have sweated and fucking put our time in, our life's time into building, and we have control over it all, then people, we can fucking defend it. Because we can defend it to the point that if you got to, in fact, when we get done and we've got all our fucking wealth returned, if somebody has a bitch, if somebody doesn't, I think this should be a theocracy. Really? Okay, now we ain't got no outsiders here. We got all these fuckers kicked out. We got our nukes aimed where they need to be aimed. Nobody's going to step into this fight. Let's fucking do it. Let's see if you're going to get your goddamn theocracy or not. Or if I'm going to kill you. Because I'm not going to be ruled by you or your fucking personal beliefs or nobody else. That one fucking document that I fought and I made, many gave their life for already and many will give their life for again. That's the law I'm living under. You got it, you motherfucker. Don't you bring up something that fucking, an interpretation from a book that was written 1,000 years ago with no punctuation marks in it, and tell me this is what I have to do. If that's your fucking attitude, if that's your fucking position, all right. Well, we're going to have us a goddamn war right here between ourselves. But until we have this goddamn place back, I mean, the idea of voting is stupid. A fucking subject has no say in nothing. I mean, it's that simple. It's reading the 14th Amendment. You are a subject in the eyes of this unlawful corporation, both the 14th Amendment and the unlawful corporation being created in violation of the fucking law that makes you free. It's that simple.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I had a response from a letter to the editor that I wrote from an attorney, and I had brought up the fourth article to the Bill of Rights. It was regarding a situation that was in the paper. A guy was pulled over, and he was searched, and things were seized from him. So anyway, this guy says, generally a warrant makes a search reasonable, but not every warrantless search is unreasonable. There exists a long line of court decisions recognizing or creating exceptions to the general requirement for a warrant. A warrantless search conducted under the color of one of those exceptions is not, on its face, unreasonable. One of those exceptions is the so-called automobile exception. That applies if a vehicle is readily mobile and there is probable cause to believe that it contains contraband. If those two conditions are met, a warrantless search is permitted. For a complete discussion with references to governing Supreme Court cases, see Dwinnell versus the State at the Third Court of Appeals in Austin. That case is available for free, blah, blah, blah. Can you believe this guy?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see all this. I'm seeing a lot more of it. I hit something that Napolitano had wrote today. But the bottom line is, buddy, you did you meet the supreme law of this land says you have to have a warrant with the fucking affidavit attached to it saying what you're where you're going to search, what you're going to find there. And first, you have to have a complaint. You have to have somebody, even if I don't care if I'm calling 10 pounds of fucking heroin. If nobody's complaining about it, there's just nothing that the courts, any court can do about it, even the common law court. They can't, I mean, if I want to buy 10 pounds of heroin and take it to my fucking house, that's my goddamn business. If I'm harming no one, I am at liberty to do as I goddamn well please. And this vehicle exception, reasonable, this is, okay, so you say that you wrote down a policy that says that if searching vehicles for drugs is, we can make an exception to the fourth article. No, you can. That's the supreme law. So what you're saying is your little policy you've put together here, because you did not go through the ratification process because you couldn't have done it because the fucking, Bill of Rights wouldn't allow it. You could never get nothing like that ratified. So it ain't law. It's your policy. It's the difference between Roman civil law and American common law. American common law is public law for private purposes. Roman civil law is private, like that fucking cop. He's a goddamn private employee. He belongs to a union. And he is a fucking servant of a fucking private corporation. So private policy being enforced as public law above public law, because that Bill of Rights is public law and it's the highest law in this land. And you can't dismiss it. You can't even fucking use Article 5 of the, if you had the Constitution and it was in place, you couldn't even use Article 5. It's null and void under the Ninth Article because no authority can exist. And that's just the fucking way it is.
Yeah, and I guess what gets me, Henry, is the part where in the fourth article it says against unreasonable searches. Now, he comes back, generally a warrant makes a search reasonable, generally. I mean, see that? I mean,
no, what makes a warrant reasonable is the filing of the affidavit and the affidavit of support. And then taking it to the common law judge and showing this sworn testimony that you can go to fucking jail if you lie on it now. That, and to begin with, there's got to be a complaint. Somebody's complaining about it. I don't know. What complaint would you tell me? Somebody's going down the road with the fucking 10 pounds of heroin in the trunk of their car. Are they doing anything to you?
Nope.
Are they doing anything to anybody
nope.
you can even see?
Nope.
So there is no fucking basis for a complaint. First, you have to have the complaint in the individual capacity of the person. Not just, and this cop, to begin with, is not in his individual capacity. He is working for a private corporation. He's on the job. He's the guy at Walmart. He can't just conjure up fucking, Walmart just can't write some policy. What if Walmart wrote a policy saying, all Walmart employees can come in and look in your house and see what you got to see what you need from Walmart? And they can bring a Walmart warrant because it's reasonable because we say it is. Well, no, you can't do that because that fucking violates the law. And you can't argue, how would they argue it in court? It doesn't violate the fourth article? Yes, it does.
Yep.
Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour with another hour of craziness. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just keep looking at it from the fucking, what the goddamn words say. I mean, it's just like, you know, them trying to justify the asset forfeiture. I don't care what kind of policy they wrote, what kind of corporate fucking legal ease they wrote saying we can get a warrant and come and, I mean, not even without a warrant, hell, our highwaymen can pull you over on the side of the road and rob your fucking ass. And not even, without even a charge, let alone going through the procedural due process required by the fourth article for us to even talk to you. And the bottom line, you couldn't even do it then because you're fucking doing it as a privateer. Under a letter of marque from the fucking queen who has no authority in this goddamn country, the fucking, Bill of Rights would not allow for the queen to have any authority in this fucking country, would it? Because that would be a monarch. That would be someone who could say, I don't care what your Bill of Rights says. I can do what you want, whatever I want. I'm your sovereign. No, you're not, bitch. What you are is wait for a rope. And that's what you're going to end up getting. I mean, keep it simple. Because it is simple. And we quite simply have to fucking start back enforcing this fucking law. And I mean, I'll take that prick into court. I'll take him in front of 12 fucking people and I bet you I can convince him to hang him out in the front of the goddamn courthouse. What do you want to bet? Once I get through talking to him and explaining to him, it's that a lot of people don't want to understand. I mean, I had someone the other day and I said this to me. I mean, we were talking about, you know, the same shit. He says, I know you're right. I know you're right. I just don't want to talk about it now. Well, I said, we better fucking talk about it now, hadn't we? Or are we going to fucking just let this happen? No fucking answer. Anyways, don't stop pushing people. Don't stop challenging because, you know, that one guy who fucking, said, oh, well, you know, I don't want to get involved in this. Tomorrow he could get pulled over for a headlight, get the fuck beat out of him, tasered, the shit kicked out of him. And then he'd come back to you all beat to hell saying, how can they do this to us? Well, I told you yesterday, you ignorant son of a bitch. I guess you weren't listening. And that is The Word from the Trenches.